Blog Talk Radio.
You're in for a treat today. We have with us Ms. Chatham. Ms. Chatham is responsible for about $12.2 billion in federal grants for businesses for women and minorities. So, like I said, you're in for a great treat. $12.2 billion is a lot of money. $12.2 billion is a whole lot of money for businesses. So, I believe this is the go-to money for a federal grant. All right, so I'm going to unmute her mic. So everyone, I hope you all have a happy Easter this coming up weekend. All right, give me 1 second. Sorry about the delay, everyone. I apologize for that. I'm on mute. Okay. Hello, Ms. Chatham.
Hey,
how are you
hey.
Doing?
And you know, it's great, and it's Chapman. It's just spelled a little different. It's C-H-A-T is a Tom. M as in Mary, O-N like Nancy, but it's pronounced Chapman.
Chapman.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for the correction. So,
sure.
How are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for asking.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's great. So, I was just telling the people who will listen to this show later on that you are responsible about $12.2 billion in grants for businesses for minorities and women.
That's right.
Wonderful.
It's actually $12.2 billion in contracts and grants. So we do majority contracts with the federal government on military bases, defense contracts, pretty much every agency we've worked with. So even though there are grants available, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk a little bit about how nonprofit organizations should also go after contracts and not just grants. So there's a lot of money out there in both the contract and grant space.
Oh, that's wonderful. So federal and defense acquisition is what you specialize in?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct. That is correct. So we work with a lot with veteran and service disabled veteran businesses. Of course, there's an initiative out there with Department of Veteran Affairs where every contract they put out has to be designated for a veteran first, and then if a veteran is not eligible, then they can go on to award it to another small business. But they have to give veterans an opportunity. And what that means is that veterans have to respond to those requests. You will see them, they're called source assaults or RFIs. But the, when the government says, hey, we're getting ready to put out a contract doing this or that, we need to know if there are any veterans that are available to do this work. And if they don't get any responses, then, of course, that work gets put back out for other small businesses. So it's very important that veterans understand that they have to be responsive to those opportunities.
$12.2 billion. So how long have you did this type of work? I also know that you have some books out the road, one on being the road to government contract.
That is correct. I've been doing this work for, I'm in my 25th year. We celebrate 25 years in July of this year. And, yes, I do. I have a book called The Road to Government Contracts, and I also have a book called Grant Worthy. They're both e-books, and I will be more than happy to send a copy of those to your listeners that request it. So if you have a website or something that you use to send them to, if you want to gather their emails, or if you want them to just go to my website and request the book through my contacts, I'd be more than happy to do that.
Yes, they can go to your website.
Okay.
Please tell them the name of your website, ma'am.
Okay, the website is Linda Chapman, L-I-N-D-A, C-H-A, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, .com. And if you'll just click on the Contact Us button where it says Contact Us and just indicate that you heard me on this particular show, and I will send you over a copy of both of my books.
Okay. All right. That's great. So you also provide online training, am I correct?
That is correct. Yeah, we're doing a lot of that. Our and all you can find everything on my lindachapman.com. Lindachapman.com just is where I house everything. I'm just involved in a lot of that. Contracts and Grants is one of the companies that I own that I founded. But I own several other brands. I'm recently a shareholder in a venture capitalist firm. So there's a lot of things I've got going on. So I realized I needed to bring it all together under Linda Chapman. So our online training will be the link, the tab that says join our online community, and it's free. It's where we do training and workshops and certifications and showing people how to get access to those government funds. And our training is a little different, and that's because I've been to a lot of training. And, you know, you go to training and all you're doing, you're inundated with so much information. You leave the workshop and you don't get anything done because your brain is just so full. So our workshops are a little different. I do a small introduction to the course, but then we get into actually doing. So ours are more hands-on training where I will walk you through, click on this, click on that, enter this, enter that. We also have a lot of templates and things that we've prepared because we've just been doing it for so long. We try to make it a little easy for everyone. So the online community is a great place. We have something called questions and answers. Once a week, you can just get online with me and whatever questions you have that week, whether you submitted a proposal or you need some help with pricing or something's going on that you need some answers to, we have a Q&A session every Monday from 5:30 to 6:30. And then after that, we also have a lot of live sessions on our Facebook group, which is, you know, once you join the online community, it will send you to our private Facebook group. And sometimes, you know, I'll just get on the line and say, okay, guys, what's going on today? What did you need? What questions did you need answered today? Were you filling out a proposal and you didn't understand what something was? So I try to make it as interactive as possible so that people can get access to the information that they need when they need it.
All right, that's wonderful. You also have the Fast Track series. And your brand is, you have the brand, I believe, Contracts and Grants, LLC, Consulting Services. Am I correct?
Yep, that is correct. That is the main consulting firm. Mm-hmm.
You also have Teaming Exchange Work. So it's like a matchmaking and EBS.
Yep. Teaming Exchange Network. Then we have Contracts and Grants Online. We have the Diva. We have C-level leasing, which is when a company is ready to get to the next level and they're like, I'm not quite sure what to do, then they can lease me to come in, set their company up, get everything that they need to be in place, hire all the right people, and get them ready to go to the next level. That's usually a company that is already in business and they want to accelerate getting into the federal space. They'll bring us on for like 90 days to kind of get them set up, and then we can either stay on and help them, or at that point we've probably given them enough information and enough training to understand what it's like, and then we can support it from our end. So we have all kinds of products and services. However, the one thing in common with all of our brands is that they all contribute to the growth and development of small businesses, and we do that through contracts and grants, e-learning, and technology. And the technology component is the Teaming Exchange Network and the Performance Assessment Rating System. And the Performance Assessment Rating System is a tool that we have that we designed that takes the information based on a survey that, say, two companies input the information, and the algorithm will tell me what level of teaming relationship they are. It's like a score. They might look at it, and it's not what you think. It's not things that the businesses have in common, because if you have something in common, then both people know the same thing. It looks at what you don't have in common, and it matches you with the company that has what you don't have, so that together you make up a stronger company. The factors that we look at are technical capability, meaning how good are you at what you do, teaming capability, and that is how good of a partner are you. What we mean is, do you bring any certifications to the table? Do you bring any relationships to the table? What do you bring into a partnership? And then the last thing that it scores is called government suitability. And what that means is, how well positioned are you right now to do business with the government? It will ask you a series of questions of, do you have this? Do you have this in place? Have you ever had a contract? And so based on those answers, it will match you with someone who has what you don't have, and then match you them with things that you have that they don't have. I liken that product to your PAR score is to a government agency or to a prime contractor what your credit score is to a lender. It's simply an indicator of how likely it is that you will do well in this particular teaming agreement based on previous history.
Okay. I understand exactly pretty much everything you said. Everyone, it's www.lindacatmon.com. That's Miss Linda Chatham. LindaChatham.com is her website. You're listening to her on Show Talk with Angela Butler. So I have a question. You've been working and had your own business, I assume. You've always had your own business, am I correct?
Not always. I've been in business for 25 years, but prior to that, I was in management. I was actually responsible for all of the contracts with pharmaceutical principal investigators for pharmaceutical clinical trials for a company that's headquartered out of Japan. And so I've always been in the contract arena. I started with a nonprofit. And the way that I ended up getting to contracts and grants is I started a nonprofit, got funded by a nonprofit, did well, so well that I was asked to serve on a welfare to work transition board for advisory board on behalf of the White House. I was appointed by then Small Business Administrator Alva Alvarez and then Vice President Gore. And we have transitioned more women from welfare to work than anyone else in the country. And so and I thought that was great. And so I would go around, you know, preaching and telling everybody what lessons learned and what are some of the best programs that you can have. And then I found out that people were more interested in the fact that I had started my own 501c3, had got my own funding, had got my own contracts. So nobody was really interested in the work that I was doing with the recipients. They were more concerned with my knowledge of how to navigate funding. And so once my training contracts ended, that's what I did. I just focused on, at that time, I was a one-person consultant going in and showing other companies how to do what I did. At that time, I was going in and helping them develop their own programs. And I did a lot of 501c3s and did a lot of consulting with nonprofit organizations. And then I found that people wanted us to actually do the work versus show them how to do the work. So that's how in 2006 I formed Contracts and Grants as a company, even though I had been doing it as a consultant up until that time. And now we have up to 25 staff members that work, and we on a daily basis are either submitting proposals, consulting, meeting with agencies, meeting with large businesses that use our services to help them find and vet other small businesses so that they can do business with them. They just don't really have the time to go out and do the things that we're able to do when working with a small business. So we get a lot of large businesses and government agencies that that recruit from our training classes, from our fast track class, because they know that they've gone through all of the levels that it takes to be successful on a government contract.
Okay.
That's wonderful. Great business. I have to ask this. As a matter of fact, something just popped while I'm doing this interview. I didn't promote it or advertise. I'm going to do that after the interview. But they want to know if you are a billionaire, like Miss Oprah Winfrey. This is from a very young person.
No, I'm not a billionaire yet. However, the fact that I have made other companies, a whole lot of companies, millions, I'd like to take credit for at least operating in that space. But no, I do quite well, but I'm not a billionaire yet. Catch me in a couple of years, though.
Catch you in a couple of years, you'll probably be a billionaire. Okay. Oh, wow. I need to work with you. I need to work with you with my radio show.
Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe we can do a series or something. We can do a QA on your show where maybe once a month or whenever, once a quarter, when you just open up the lines and let people ask questions about things that they are working on, whether it's corporate documents or grants or some challenges that they're having as they're calling into the agencies or doing some paperwork. I'd love to do that.
Yes, ma'am. I would too, but I'm talking about more for my business.
Okay,
my business.
All right, then. We can help you as well.
Okay, I appreciate that. All right. So, basically, you were hired. You were White House appointed. Who did you say appointed you? I believe you said Vice President Moore. Am I correct?
No. At that point, it was Vice President Gore under the Clinton administration. He was. That was in the late 80s. And then there was SBA Administrator Alvita Alvarez, and it was called the White House Advisory Board on Welfare to Work. That was when the Welfare to Work initiatives were really, 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 really a big initiative at that time.
A big initiative. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you help?
I want to say 93. Ma'am?
I wanted to ask you, did any of those women from Welfare to Work start their own businesses?
At that point, no. We were not doing entrepreneur development at that time, even though I think a couple of young ladies ended up, starting their own daycare businesses or things and doing maybe getting their licenses to do hair. But at that time, the measurement was getting women, working. And so one of the benefits that our programming had was that the barriers that prohibited a lot of women from getting to work, and that was childcare and transportation. So we provided transportation as well as childcare on site at the facility so the parents could bring their children to the facility, learn, and leave together. And so they felt comfortable. So by the time they felt comfortable, it was easier for them to transition into a situation where they were getting up, going to work every day, because the training was just not them coming in an hour or two a day. It was 8 hours a day. They clocked in. We had 8 hours of training, 8 hours of internships. People would trade. One person would be my administrative assistant for the week, and I would just train them and train them. And so we had partnership agreements with Marriott, UPS, a lot of large corporations. And when they came in and saw the type of training that we did, then they at graduation, they would all come and they would just hire our our graduates. And the reason that we were noted is because we while everyone else was getting housekeeping jobs, low wage jobs, our average hourly wage for the people that we were getting jobs for at that time was $17 an hour, and that was quite a lot back in the mid 90s. So that
yes,
was something that we were very proud of. So
yep.
So what I did was I just used that same model. For building small businesses, we come in, we train them, we get them ready by doing real life on the job type activities, so that when they graduate from Fast Track, then we have prime contractors and government agencies who know that that programming is something that they know is could help build that company into being successful. And so that model continues to work for us because we are a prime resource for companies looking for small businesses and when small businesses are looking for each other.
Okay. So you also are looking for service providers, ma'am, Ms. Linda Chatham?
Service providers. Yes, we are always looking for service providers because companies are always looking for people to do business with, and they want a company that has been vetted. They want a company that knows what they know. They want a company that knows how to price, so when they put that pricing into their submission, that price works for everybody, compared to if you don't know how to price and you give someone a price and you have to stick by that price and you lose money, then, of course, quality is always going to be an issue when you have to cut corners. So pricing is a really, really big topic that we talk about and we drill into and teach individuals how to price their product and service so that they make money but at the same time are not overcharging their customers.
Okay, that's great. Just looking for services, My Errands Plus. It's a convenience service, entrepreneurs, entertainers, celebrity athletes, and regular person that just live a hectic life. All right, you also have with My Errands Plus, you can register as a service provided by taking a vendor assessment. You said you are looking for these type of service types: stylists, errand runners, house cleaners, handymen, hairstylists, and seamstresses, and more. What will these people do, service provider, to the?
Okay, for
go ahead.
We have an extensive customer base. We have all types of clients who, and even I'll even use myself as an example. You know, we're always busy. We don't have time to do certain things. And so I may, if an appointment gets canceled and I have a 30-minute window, I'm like, oh, wow, I need someone who can do it right now. And the name of the app, the name of the service used to be called Right Now. I changed it to Errands Plus so people would know what the right, so we call it Errands Plus Right Now. So it's really designed for people who, when they need something and they need it within a two-hour window, think of it as Uber, but instead of, you know, requesting a transportation, you're requesting a service provider. And we do that inside of our network. It's not something that we wanted to kind of, you know, go out to the world. You know, it's an app that's designed, not an app, but a service that is designed for our core customers, because those companies have been vetted. I feel comfortable telling you, okay, Angela, I'm, you know, Joe, anybody who's part of that app, They've been properly vetted by us. We've been doing business with them. They've gone through our fast track, and I know that I can trust them to give you good quality service. So right now it's kind of for our client base, and hopefully over the next 18 months we're going to expand that out to others once we fine-tune it and get it to the point where it can be used for the masses.
Okay, that's great. That's wonderful. I think it's
I travel a lot, and you know, sometimes you know you want your hair done, but you don't know anybody, and you want to say, okay, who has an appointment? You don't know who to start calling. But if you can, you know, click a button and say, tell me all the hairs that have availability within the next 2 hours, and you get to choose which one of those you want. I mean that just makes it a lot easier, and it really does cut down on time. So hopefully people will find that useful, especially people who travel a lot or who people, like you said, just have, you know, busy lifestyles and are not always able to make appointments in advance. That's my problem. I can't make appointments because I'm always afraid I'm going to have to cancel them. So I call someone when I have a break in my day. And so I'm thinking there's quite a few people who do the same thing.
Okay. All right, so you also have entrepreneur mentorship, freelancers, consultants, and solopreneurs and entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
You have an entrepreneur development center.
I do. It's called the Mentorship Circle, Entrepreneur Mentorship Circle, Linda Chapman Mentorship Circle. And it's a Facebook group that I started. I originally was going to take maybe 3 or 4 women, and it's designed for individuals, not companies. It's for people who are individuals. They're not quite sure what they want to do. They might even still be working or getting ready to retire, but they want to go ahead and start their business, and they just need some motivation. They need to be told what to do. You know, because on the contracts and grants online is where you're going to get all your training and all your how-tos. But the mentorship circle is really more so for, you know, those days when you just don't think that you're going to be able to do it, or a customer didn't pay you, or you got an invoice, and you just want to talk about it. You want to share your experiences and talk to other entrepreneurs who may have similar experiences that can get you through that, or just to have access to some lessons learned. One of the topics that we talk about all the time, and one of the topics that I use in our live sessions is called Don't Confuse Being a Freelancer with an Entrepreneur. And that's because some people think just because they're really good at what they're doing that they have to have a big business or a large business or even a small business. Some people are just okay with, you know, being a freelancer. Some people are just okay with being an independent consultant, making extra money, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you have to know that that's what your capacity is, that you don't want to grow as a small business. But if you're really, really good at what you're doing, people are going to ask you for more of it. So then that's when you align yourself with someone else who is a small business that you can refer that business to and everyone benefit. You don't have to turn down work, and the person looking for the service finds someone that does the work that you have put your stamp of approval on because you're in a mentorship circle with them and you know them and you know that they're a person of their word and things of that nature. So that's what the mentorship circle is about. It's about reaching out to other people as people and talking about those challenges and those triumphs that come as a result of entrepreneurship.
So fast track coming through your city, you say here. I think that is wonderful. Smart.
Yep.
I think that is very intelligent. Very intelligent in me.
Yep.
So
travel. I turned it. It used to be a pretty long series. Now I do it in about 3 days. 2 full days. So anytime people, like, I'm looking for either membership organizations or churches or anyone who believes that they could get about 10 people to come in and listen and partake, because at the end of those 3 days, you're walking away with your proposal library. You are walking away with, the day you leave, you will have enough information and the tools and the products that you need to start bidding on government contracts. So it's very intense. And there's homework involved, but the whole goal is to make sure that everyone walks away with something in their hand that they can use after they leave the workshop instead of just a whole bunch of information.
That's right. That's great. I'm glad Mr. Vaughn, Dr. Vaughn, suggested you to me and asked me to interview you. Are you in Georgia?
I am. We're in the Atlanta metropolitan area.
All right. That's great. That's great. So when this was, when your website was set up, it said you were, had federal grants and different things. Oh, it's more than grants. That you had, it was $12.2 billion. Is that up now? Is that a higher amount?
Well, what it is,
just curious.
That's 12.2. No, it was. I change it like every year because we'll get 200,000 here, 400,000 here, and I change it every year just so I don't have to change it. But it used to be 350 million. If you look back in 2014. Up until 2014, it was $350 million, and then from 14 until now, we've grown it because of five really large contracts that we got our clients on. One is called 8A Stars, and then there's the GSA schedules. So there's awards being made all the time, but I usually update the website maybe once a year.
Okay. Right. You also have a book called Grantworthy. For nonprofits,
uh-huh.
We have an e-book called The Road to Government Contracts. This is a buy e-book for $9.99. It's on www.lindachatham.com. You can buy the e-book for $9.99.
That if you want to email me, you can email me. Go to my website, you know, contact, tell me that you heard me on the show, and I'll send it over to you free.
And I think it's wonderful because you help minorities and women, and that's much needed.
It's much needed in America.
Yeah.
Yep.
Women and minorities, that's great. That's great. That they'll have access to a very intelligent woman. So I think that's
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to get ready to conclude the interview.
Okay.
So congratulations on 25 years of work.
Thank you.
I hope to work with you.
All right. Well, I'll send you over a link so that you can get in the network and we'll get started, seeing what we can do to help you.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming
Thank
on
you.
Show Talk with Angela
Thank
Butler.
Thank you for having me.
All right, everyone. You've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The interview is with Miss Linda Chatham. Miss Linda Chatham, very impressive. I like to work with her or something myself. But she has the website. www.lindachatham.com, and it's great. She works with, and she has the LLC, Contracts and Grants LLC, among others, and different brands, but they're all on her website, lindachatham.com, and she's from the state of Georgia. So everyone, you've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I hope you learned something. Even at the age that I am, I can still learn things. So thank you all for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I thank you. Have a good day, everyone, and have a happy Easter weekend.